It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com and on the 77 WABC app. You shouldn't forget that. Okay, this radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many industries and professions, including sales, real estate, leadership, hiring, social media, corporate culture, customer retention, financial planning, entrepreneurship, so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. First, I just want to open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, Meira Beitler, Dina Student, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who play such an important role for the show, and the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, and Justin. Special thank you to Shep Hyken, who got me in touch with tonight's guest. More on him in a very short moment. Also, a special thank you to last week's guest, Joe Loda, former MTA chairman. He ran for mayor of New York City in 2013. We had an incredible discussion about disaster preparedness. He was at the helm of the MTA. They transport over 8.5 million New Yorkers every single day, and he was at the helm during Hurricane Sandy. So we talked about preparation for crisis and so much more. It's an incredible interview. It's all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com and all the previous episodes. You can catch the one we had with Shep Hyken a number of weeks ago. We had him on. What about the one we had with Jason Robinson, Director of Marketing at UPS, Todd Buchholz, former White House Director of Economic Policy, Jack Canfield, Joe Hart, CEO of Dale Carnegie Training, Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy, and so many other incredible guests. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Also, special thank you to Jessica Proud and Bill O'Reilly for getting us Joe, for securing the interview with Joe Loda last week. Special thank you to them. Also, special shout out to Mishpacha Magazine for the feature interview about the show Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. I've been getting great feedback. Special thank you to Barbara Ben Susan, the journalist who covered the story. If you have any feedback on it, feel free to write to Mishpacha, inbox@mishpacha.com, inbox@mishpacha.com. Also, a special thank you to Ami Magazine, Nisanel Gantz. His interview with our guest will also help in the preparation tonight, so a special thank you to them at Ami Magazine. Well, without further ado, we're going to get to tonight's guest, Jay Baer, marketing and consumer customer service expert. Some background about our guest. Mr. Baer is an online customer service expert and the founder of 5 multi-million dollar companies. He is the author of many New York Times bestsellers. His most recent book, Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. He has advised over 700 clients in digital marketing and customer service strategies, including the UN, Cisco, Nike, Allstate, and Oracle. He worked for John McCain for president. He has a lot to say, a lot to share. Therefore, we encourage the listeners to stay tuned for tonight's edition, where we're going to cover creating customers for life, how technology has changed the way customer service should be treated, why and where customers complain, and the number one customer service killer in any business. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Jay Baer. Jay, how are you?
I am fantastic. Hello to everybody on 77 WABC. I'm fired up.
Hey, well, listeners, stay tuned and get your friends to tune in. Because let me just give you a little background here. A couple of weeks ago, Shep told me, he says, you got to get Jay on your show. Fine. We reached out. Jay was very gracious. We worked it into the schedule. Sure enough, a couple of days later, I received by UPS, I'm holding it in my hands, an autographed copy of the book, Hug Your Haters, and a pair of socks. I love haters. Now, wait a second. I did not wear them yet. I know I'd get stopped in the street. But New York, I mean, I'd probably be a hit on Instagram if I did that. I wasn't ready to do it yet, but we're going to hear about this. Now, let's start with that. I mean, I love haters. I mean, it's a great name. Talk about it. What in the world? What's going on? Who loves haters? You know,
we gave the socks away and still are. People go to hughyourhaters.com, send me a receipt for your purchase of the book. I will send you your very own I Love Haters socks that you can wear in New York or anywhere other place that you may be. It's just a nice little bonus thing to have. But, you know, look, let me tell you, the most overrated thing in life is praise. Praise is massively overrated. Every time somebody says, oh, you're great at this, you're great at that, etc., in any facet of your life, it feels terrific, but it doesn't actually teach you anything very often because we almost already know what we're good at. And so what makes us better people, which makes us better business people, is negative feedback and criticism. And so we tend to treat people who complain, the haters, if you will, we tend to treat them as if they're unimportant. But in fact, they're the most important people that were around.
Hmm. Now, of course, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes in a bit. Let's go to one of your previous books, Utility. Can you explain the concept? What is that all about, utility?
So utility is spelled Y-O-U, utility, and utility is marketing that is so useful, people would pay for it if you asked them to do so. It's marketing that has so much intrinsic and inherent value that if I said, would you give me money to receive this, you'd say, yeah, I actually would. Now, let me make it clear, you don't actually charge people for it, because it is marketing, it does benefit you eventually, but it has so much value that people would pay for it. It's marketing that people actually want to receive instead of what we typically do, which is create marketing that people simply tolerate.
It's a great way of putting it. I mean, I would even say that this show is a good example of that.
You know, it is exactly a good example of that.
Wow. I mean, now, with the concept of utility, you and again, to quote, you this is the way you put it. To win your customer's attention, you need to ask the question, how can I help? Maybe from that vantage point, how can I help? Maybe another example how a customer could approach it from that vantage point.
Well, so much of marketing since the very beginning has been focused on hype. How can we explain to you in a way that's compelling that our products or services are worth your time and attention? The challenge is that consumers now have all the tools necessary to tune that out, whether it's ad blockers or DVRs or satellite radio or any other form or fashion. Consumers are now in charge of the messages that they receive. And so what we try to do is shift the marketing from hype to help, to say, what if we didn't focus on top-of-mind awareness, but instead focus on something closer to friend-of-mind awareness? How can you build a relationship with customers that is more similar to the relationships we have with our actual friends and family members? And those relationships are typically rooted, at least at some level, in helpfulness. So the businesses that can provide something helpful don't just create a customer, they potentially create a customer for life.
Now, I noticed your example, I saw this in the Ami, about the Warby Parker store in Chicago.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe, I was just there. Yeah. It was not too long. It was maybe 6-8 weeks ago. I was in Chicago giving a speech, and I've had Warby Parker glasses for quite a while. I needed a new pair of sunglasses, and I knew that there was a store there somewhere, and so I took a car over there and went into the store and tried on some sunglasses. But right there, in fact, I'm looking at it right now. I still have it on my desk. There was a map, a big rack of maps, and I'm like, well, why are there a rack of maps in this store that sells glasses and sunglasses? Mm-hmm. I don't understand this. And so I grabbed the map and I unfolded it, and the map is called The Best Spots to Sit and Read a Book in Chicago. And you open it up and it has all these different places. This is a nice spot. It's got a bench. There's a tree. There's a water fountain. All these different places around town that you could sit and read a book. And so that's not about glasses at all, except it is totally about glasses. If you understand the principle of utility and giving customers something of value that they love and consequently changing the way they think about your business. I have this map on my desk. It's been on my desk for 8 weeks, even though I already bought glasses and I'm not in Chicago.
Amazing. Amazing. Just that same thing. Marketing so useful that people would technically pay for it, but of course you're using it as marketing.
Yeah, if you said, hey, I'm going to charge you $5 for a map of all the best places to read a book in Chicago, a lot of people would pay $5
for that. Right, Right. It has that value. Right. It has that value. It definitely does. We have a special. Jay was kind enough. He sent in three autographed copies of Hug Your Haters. We're going to be giving away two of them this evening. All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and you're automatically entered to win. We're going to save one for the year of end special business collection.
Awesome. That's,
well, yeah, this is going to be a wild giveaway.
I'm going to send you some socks for that special collection.
Oh, great. Yes. That's, we're going to keep that in the safe. You know, this is going to be a hot item, especially, you know, you're talking to New Yorkers here, Jay.
That's right.
But you could win that cop. Two lucky winners are going to win. By the way, congratulations to last week's winner, Maureen Newell, who won the $25 Metro card. We got to give away a Metro card in honor of Joe Loda. I mean, that was a no-brainer. And 2 weeks ago, we had the president of SodaStream USA, and we gave away two SodaStream machines. Carrie Alex and Chaya Schreiber, congratulations. They won the SodaStream machine.
Those are awesome. I got a SodaStream also. I'm looking at it right now. I have it right here in my bar downstairs.
Hey, fantastic.
Fantastic.
See that? And we're going to be giving away a couple more. They gave us a total of five to give away for the listeners of Mind Your Business. That will be coming up. But again, this week, two lucky winners. And by the way, if you don't win, you're not unlucky, because this book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores worldwide. I've seen it at Hudson News and in airports. Hug Your Haters. It's well worth it. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back on 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business Show with Yitzhak Saflis. My guest this evening is none other than Jay Baer, marketing and consumer, customer service expert. Well, consumer service expert. Anyway you cut it, it's the same thing. His latest book, a New York Times bestseller, Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. Now, In the book, you talk about the problem about how most people typically view customer service as something that takes place through the phone or by email. Is that not correct?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and that's because for a really long time, that's how customer service was handled. I mean, it was either face-to-face, I want to see a manager, and you're standing at the front desk, or on the phone, or email, or, you know, back in the day, you might send a complaint letter, and some people still do that, but not very often. You would actually sit down at your typewriter or with your calligraphy pen and put a stamp on it, but now, of course, it's not like that.
Okay, so today, Nessa, now let's go to the next, 2016, how have, public modes of communication changed? Now, we know, of course, social media, review sites, discussion boards. Let's jump right in. How
all
should
of
a company handle
it? All of it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you think about how people reach out. I mean, just a recent example, not long ago, Delta Airlines, a big carrier, of course, in the New York area, had a major power outage and canceled hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flights and stranded people, and the whole thing was a real big mess. And of course, some flyers called in to Delta and were met with hold times of 60 to 120 minutes. Mm. Some people emailed in and got an email response 2 to 4 hours later. But what a lot of people did is they went to the Delta Facebook page or they went to the Delta Twitter account and reached out there and got a response much more quickly, partially because those systems are set up to handle customers more quickly. But increasingly, when people want to interact with businesses, they do so in social media or on sites like a Yelp or a TripAdvisor, Google reviews, things like that, or on a discussion board or forum. And in fact, that balance between phone and email versus social media and kind of online customers is about 60-40 now. It's about 60% phone and email, 40% the rest. And it wasn't that long ago. It would have been more like 90-10.
Right. Wow. So it's that high. So now, what should a company's strategy be on interacting with customers on social media?
Well, I'll tell you what the strategy is
for
most companies, which is to ignore them. I did a ton of research for this book. I partnered with a company called Edison Research, one of the largest research organizations in the U.S., and we did a huge study. So this isn't just my advice, right? This is math. We did a huge study and talked to thousands and thousands of Americans. And what we found is that one-third of all customer complaints are never answered now, never answered at all. And almost all of those customer complaints that go unanswered are in social media and review sites because a lot of businesses have just simply said, look, we don't have the time, we don't have the people, we don't have the expertise. We're just going to do phone and email because we know how to do that. Well, I understand that, but the challenge is your customers now in many cases prefer to interact with you on Facebook, Twitter, and beyond, and just because you don't like that doesn't mean that you get a free pass. So the best solution and the advice that I have in the book is that you should answer every complaint in every channel every time. Now, what typically happens is that businesses answer some complaints in the channels that they prefer when they get around to it.
You know, it's amazing. In your book, and I'm staring at this this chart, the Hatrix. There's a fold-out in the book.
Yeah, they let me put a little poster in the book, which is pretty cool. I had to really convince them to let me do it, but it's a color, kind of a color poster of all the key data in the book right in the middle that you can rip out and put on your wall or something.
And amazing data. The amount, 95% of our 55 to 64-year-olds who have complained offstage, and you talk about onstage haters, and how many expect a reply, boost in advocacy. This is really amazing stuff. Wow. By the way, highly recommended. Anyone in the audience, again, two lucky winners are going to win it. All you have to do is send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line. You'll automatically enter. Two lucky winners are going to win the book, Hug Your Haters. But for everyone else, the book is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble's bookstores nationwide. It is one incredible book. Now let's go back to another point. What about private complaints? Someone who's not complaining in a public forum, how should a company go about that?
Should still be answered and addressed, absolutely, because here's what happens in many cases today. So a customer will have an issue that is perhaps annoying but not acute, right? It's not urgent. They're just like, you know what, I didn't love that. So what they'll do is they will communicate to that business through a legacy channel, typically it would be email. In some cases, phone, depending on age, okay. Things like that. But typically email. So you send the business an email. You say, you know what? I had this thing, and it wasn't great. And then what happens is the business either doesn't answer the email or takes too long to answer the email. Here's a fun fact for you. Mm-hmm. The average amount of time it takes a business to reply to an email today is 44 hours. So that's a long time, right? That's almost 2 days.
Yeah.
And so what happens, 2 days is a long time in this world. And so what happens in many cases is the customer sends the email. They don't get an email back for 42 hours.
Right.
And they think, well, wait a second. I had a genuine complaint here. I wasn't ranting or raving. I wasn't trying to extort them. I just sent them an email. They couldn't even get back to me. So now that customer is twice upset. They're upset about whatever they were upset about to begin with. Now they're upset because they think you're blowing them off on email. So now what happens is this private complaint becomes a public complaint. They say to themselves, you know what? I'm taking this public. I'm going to Twitter or I'm going to Facebook, and I'm going to make a big stink about this because you couldn't even answer my email. And we do a lot of consulting in my company for big companies in these situations, and it happens all the time that social media complaints are created because they're too slow on email or the hold time is too long on the phone.
Wow. Now, in your book, you talk about how fast a company should respond. How fast is that? What's your
recommendation? Well, in social media, the typical best practice is inside an hour.
Wow. 40%
of people who complain in social media expect a reply within 1 hour.
Okay.
So if you can answer within an hour, you're going to keep everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody can do that, and that's a tough goal, but it is possible. But within an hour is the best practice. Phone and email, there isn't necessarily a number that I'm prepared to recommend, but definitely faster than you think.
And 44 hours.
Faster than you think, because the number one most important driver of satisfaction when people call in mm-hmm. is hold time. In fact, hold time is more important than accuracy. Hold time is more important than politeness. I mean, you could quite literally, I don't recommend this, but quite literally, per the math, you could lie to customers quickly, and you'd be better off than if you told them the truth slowly. That's how important hold time is.
Now, Jay prefaced that. Wait, I want
the
audience. Jay is not recommending that.
That is not my advice. I'm just saying that mathematically,
right.
That's how important it is.
Wow, just to get the point across. Now, you had a line in there, the haters are not your problem, ignoring them is. You mentioned that earlier in the show. Maybe you could, it's all in the same concept, but maybe you could just elaborate on that.
Well, see, one of the things that was a real core of the research project was to isolate the impact of answering a customer complaint or not answering a customer complaint, and then what the difference is with that complaint is on phone or email or Twitter or Yelp, etc. And what we discovered was quite remarkable. When you do not answer a customer complaint, that customer's advocacy and loyalty goes down significantly every time, right? Mm-hmm. So they liked you this much. If you don't answer their complaint, they like you a lot less.
Right.
That stands to reason. However, when you answer a customer complaint, their loyalty and advocacy goes up a lot every time. And you don't even have to necessarily solve the problem. This is an important distinction. You don't necessarily even have to solve their problem. You just have to acknowledge the problem.
Right.
And so when you purposely do not answer a customer complaint, when you ignore those haters, you are saying, we don't care about you as a customer, and we assume that you're no longer going to be a customer, and that's okay with us.
Wow. That's the message. That's what you're saying.
That's how it's interpreted, especially when those people complain in public. Customer service is a spectator sport now, and when people complain on Facebook, Twitter, lots of other folks can see whether or not you answered or didn't answer.
I remember we were so excited when we heard that line. Shep said it, and he said it, of course, in your name. He says, social, again, how is the spectator sport, how is that line coined exactly? It's such a brilliant line.
Today, customer service is a spectator sport.
Yeah, right, with social media. Yeah,
yep.
With social media. Unbelievable. Wow. On the line with us, we have none other than Jay Baer, the author of Hug Your Haters. He actually is a public speaker, speaks around the world. By the way, if someone in the audience, you never know, wants to get you on a speaking gig, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, all the time. In fact, I'll be in New York in just a couple of weeks for a gig. Unfortunately, it's not a public one, but I'm there quite a bit. Best place to find me in that context is jaybaer.com, J-A-Y-B-A-E-R.com. I do about 60 or so events a year.
Wow. Speaking of events, we do want to let the listenership know there is a C-Suite Network conference coming up in New York, coming up on September 13th. It's coming right around the corner at the New York Times Center in Midtown Manhattan. Among the featured speakers are going to be J.J. Ramberg of MSNBC, Joseph Ripp, CEO of Time, Susan Stoltberg, Jeffrey Hirsch. The event begins Monday night on the 12th and continues an entire day on Tuesday the 13th. It's a really incredible event. I was at two of the previous events. That's where I heard Shep Hyken. I heard him in San Francisco.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I just want to let the listeners know you could get more information on that by going to www.c-suitenetwork.com. It's the C-Suite Network, but it's their website is c-suite, S-U-I-T-E, network.com, and that's coming up on September 13th. Well, Jay was kind enough to give away three books. Two are going to be given away this week, along with the pair of socks that we spoke about earlier, I Love Haters. I know the people, I don't want to say how many people want the socks more than the book, but...
I understand. The socks are limited edition.
It could be yours by sending a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line as one word. One word bottom line, send it to 66866, and you're automatically entered to win this incredible socks and the book. More importantly, the book, Hug Your Haters, which gives a real roadmap on how to develop incredible customer service in your business. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. Team Ahead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals. Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back. Mind your business on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com and on the app, 77 WABC app. We also want to remind the listeners about the previous episodes. We've been on the air for more than a year now. That means over 50 shows. We're close to 60 shows at this point. You could hear the one we had with James Rosebush, former senior advisor of President Ronald Reagan. What about the one we had with Chuck Garcia? What about Ron Carucci, Ira Ozer, David Meerman Scott, Peter Shankman, Jenna Wolf, Sylvia DiGisto? The list goes on. Paul Massey, he's running for mayor of New York City, president of New York Investment Sales at Cushman & Wakefield. Matt Sweetwood. We had so many incredible guests. It's all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Of course, tonight's interview will be up by Tuesday at WABCBizRadio.com. So if you're just tuning in now, no worries. You did miss a tremendous roughly half hour at this point. But no worries. Just wait till Tuesday, and it will be up by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Again, my guest is Jay Baer, marketing and customer service expert and author of his latest New York Times bestseller, Hug Your Haters. Well, how can a company accurately measure its level of customer service? Because we know if you interview a company, and I saw you had this great statistic. I want to find it. Here it is. 80% of companies say that they deliver exceptional customer service, yet when they asked the customers, it was only 8% that agreed with that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. Well,
but that's just it. You know, companies are typically using a 1995 playbook to solve 2016 customer service problems. And so they have evolved much more slowly than their customers have evolved, which is why you have this big gap in companies thinking they're good at it and customers thinking that they're not good at it.
Okay.
Customer service can be a little bit tricky to measure because historically, the way a lot of businesses have measured customer service is on sort of customer service execution. So how many calls did we take and how long did it take us to answer each call and things of that nature? How many emails did we answer, et cetera? And while that certainly tells you activity, it doesn't tell you excellence. And so a better way to measure customer service is to, A, look at how many customers you keep versus how many customers you lose. Mm-hmm. That's easier to determine in some businesses than in others. B, to actually survey customers and say, now that you have had an exchange with our customer service department, does that make you more or less likely to purchase from us again? And then the third way to do that is to ask customers, on a scale of 1 to 10, how easy was it for you to get assistance? And that is sort of an effort score, which is a way to measure customer service that I like quite a bit, because ultimately what everybody wants is less hassle. That's why they don't like to wait on hold. That's why they want an email to come back faster, because they already have a problem. They don't want a problem to be compounded with hassle. So measuring effort is a good way to look at how effective your customer service is.
Now, an important question for every company is, at the end of the day, there's certain customers, there's a large segment of customers, and I imagine most that really should be handled with silk gloves and handled appropriately, great. But then there are some that just are going to, you know, again, 80-20, they'll just be too much of a drain on the particular business. What tips do you recommend for a company to kind of segmenting those two groups?
Well, I think first really understanding what that segment looks like. Just because somebody complains doesn't mean they're a bad customer, although for many companies that's how they make that determination. Well, if you complain, we don't want you as a customer. I'm not
certain that's
right.
That's a mistake. That's correct.
It happens all the time.
Right.
It happens all the time. And it's important to understand this, that only 5% of unhappy customers ever complain to the business. 5%. So 95% of the people who don't like you never tell you. That's why haters are so important, because they're actually using their time to tell you what you can do better. That's not a customer you necessarily want to write off instantly. Now, there are certainly customers that are not worth the trouble, and I'm not suggesting either in the book or here on the show that customers are always right, because that is definitely not the case. I am suggesting, however, that every customer should be heard. And once you hear them and once you have an interaction with them, if you then believe that this customer is not worth the effort, then that's a business decision that you can make. But you should not make that decision until you interact with that customer.
Great point. Meaning, as you've been mentioning from the beginning of the show, use the information that they're taking the time out to correspond with your company is very, very valuable advice to make you better.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story about that.
Sure.
So there's a business, you probably know of them, called Le Pain Quotidien. And they have a chain of bakeries and cafes. They have several locations in New York. They're
okay.
Based in Brussels. And I think Quotidien has a director of customer experience. Her name is Erin Pepper. And when she started there, she said, look, my goal is to get triple the number of complaints. I want to get, which sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's the most counterintuitive thing.
Yeah.
But what she understands is what most people don't understand yet, and one of the reasons I wrote the book, is that in order to get fewer complaints, you first have to get more complaints. You have to understand
Amazing.
What you're not good at, fix those things, and then complaints will naturally drop. So what she did is she went out and figured out all the different ways that they communicate to customers, signage and table tents and emails and things like that, and encourage customers to provide tons of feedback, good, bad, or indifferent, in any channel. You want to send a text, you want to send an email, smoke signal, like whatever you want to do, we got you. And they got way more feedback. And they got a lot of negative feedback, and they got a lot of positive feedback, but the negative feedback taught them a lot of things that they then fixed, made themselves a better series of restaurants, and now, of course, the complaints have dropped back down.
Amazing. What an incredible strategy and foresight.
Foresight is exactly. And I'll tell you another story about her
on
a related front. So when she gets negative complaints, okay,
mm-hmm.
and because they're a restaurant chain, it's typically Yelp or Facebook
right.
or TripAdvisor.
Right.
So when she gets negative reviews, she answers them in public, as you should always do, right? You should always answer reviews in public, and you should say, you know, thanks very much for the feedback. You raised some great points. We really appreciate you taking the time to let us know. We're going to pass this on to the manager, work on it, try and get better, et cetera. But then she waits for an hour or two, and then she answers that person back a second time in private. And all these different review sites, Yelp, TripAdvisor, et cetera, Google, have direct message functions that you can communicate privately to the customer. So she sends them a message in private and says, hey, I answered you in public a moment ago. You may have seen it. If not, check it out. But I've been thinking, and you are a particularly perceptive customer. You see things that other customers simply don't see. You kind of have a gift for this. So what I'd like to do, with your permission, I'd like to send you 2 gift cards per month. And with each gift card, I'd like you to visit a different Le Pain Quotidien location, breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's on us. And at the conclusion of your visit, I'd like you to click this link and fill out this very, very detailed survey of your experiences, because you really see things that other customers would never notice. And with your help, we can become the greatest chain of bakeries and cafes in the world. Will you help me do that?
Unbelievable.
And it totally works. She now has hundreds, including some in New York, hundreds of these secret shoppers going out, helping them get really, really good at the little things that most people don't notice but add up to be big things. Total cost of that program, some gift cards. She turned hate into help, and I think that's pretty special.
It's amazing. They become brand ambassadors also. I mean, they're obviously telling all their friends. And if they had to hire a company to do that type of research, it would cost at least, 100 times the price. Here's another line you have. Relationships are created with information first and people second. What's that all about?
Well, increasingly, consumers do all kinds of research
mm-hmm.
before making any kind of purchase.
Yeah.
This trend started about 5 years ago, continues to accelerate. Google actually kind of accidentally discovered this trend in a research project they did a few years ago called the Zero Moment of Truth. And in that project, Google surveyed 10, 15,000 Americans across a whole array of purchase categories, financial services, travel and tourism, restaurants, apparel, automobiles, healthcare, et cetera. And they found that in 2010, average American needed 5 sources of information before making a purchase. And a source of information could be a Google search, of course. It could be word of mouth from a friend. It could be television. It could be a show like this. Any number of things. 5 sources. A year later, in 2011, people needed 10 sources.
So in 1 year, we needed twice as much information before buying the exact same things. And you think, well, how can that be? That's crazy. That's a giant, you know, increase. And it's because that period, 2010 to 2011, correlates almost exactly with the explosion of smartphone ownership in the
U.S.
So today, if you make a bad decision, bad chicken sandwich, bad apartment, bad conference, bad radio show, you're just lazy. Because all the information you need to make a good decision is in the palm of your hands. And so people increasingly research before they buy. They poke around on the internet. They might look at a review site. They might go to Yelp. They might go to your website. They might go somewhere. They might go to Facebook or Instagram or any other number of places. And so today what happens is customers educate themselves, and then once they are satisfied that you're pretty close to the option that they want, then the relationship becomes personal. So let me give you an example.
Sure.
So it used to be not that long ago, right, 15 years ago, if you wanted to buy a car, you would walk into a car dealership and you would say, hey, what kind of cars do you have? I know you have Corollas because I've seen a Toyota Corolla commercial, and I think you also have Camrys. What else do you have? That would literally be your first question.
Mm-hmm.
Now you walk in with a printout of how much those guys paid for floor mats because you have totally educated yourself. The relationship becomes about people only if the information is first good enough.
Wow. And actually, I another quote you have is that by 2020, the customer experience will actually take over price as the key differentiator.
That's right. That quote is about business to business in particular,
yeah.
And it's absolutely true. I mean, it's a sign of a healthy economy, I think, on one hand, that we can make that decision as a people and say, look, we are willing to pay more for a better experience. Yeah. And we already do that in a lot of places, right? We'll pay more for a better hotel. We'll pay more for a better car.
Right.
We'll pay more for a better restaurant. We'll pay more for a lot of things that give a demonstrably better experience. But even in things like software or other B2B exchanges, we are at the point now, or nearly the point, where we'll say, look, if it's less hassle, if it's a better experience, if they treat me better, I'm absolutely willing to pay more. It's not about price anymore.
Right. Now, from your position, what would you say is the number one customer service killer in any business?
The number one customer service killer in any business is not understanding that customer service is the new marketing. Is not understanding that customer service is increasingly the way that you gain and keep customers. Most businesses still think of customer service as a necessary evil, and that is a colossal missed opportunity.
We're speaking with Jay Baer. He is the author of actually 5 New York Times bestsellers, but they were spending a lot of time this evening on this show of Mind Your Business talking about Hug Your Haters. I have the book, and I have the socks, and I'm holding it in my hands. It's not on my feet. I really should be wearing them. I'll get a lot of attention. I'll get more Instagram followers probably if I do. But 2 lucky winners tonight are going to win the book and the socks. All you have to do is send a text to 66866. Put in the word bottom line as one word, and you'll automatically be entered. I mean, Jay was very gracious. He's sending in 3, but 1 set is going to be for the Executive Business Collection giveaway at the end of the year. That'll be pretty exciting. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind your business here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com and on the 77 WABC app. By the way, just want to remind the listeners that on the WABCBizRadio.com site, all the previous interviews are up there. The one we had with Steven Sadoff, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, David Yale, president and COO of Just Born, Norm Traynor, president and COO of Covenant Group. What about Dan Sullivan, president and founder of Strategic Coach? So many incredible. Jim Malcolm, president of Rico Imaging North America. Captain Sully Sullenberger, that one got a lot of attention. His new movie is coming out very, very soon. They're all Mark Bodner. There's so many interviews. They're all available for free by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, on the line with us, we have none other than Jay Baer, customer service expert and the author of the New York Times bestseller, Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. If you have a business, and this audience has many small business owners, medium-sized and large business owners, this is one book that you must pick up. Now, again, if you send a text to 66866, put in the word bottom line, you may be from those two lucky winners, and you'll get the socks, of course. True. But in case you're not one of those lucky winners, you can get it by going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Again, just type in Hug Your Haters, and Jay's book will come up. Well, in the remaining few minutes that we have of the precious time that Jay has given the listeners of Mind Your Business, let's talk about the science of complaints. Now, again, we've covered it from a few different angles previously in this interview. Why and where do customers complain? Let's just slice it from maybe a different vantage point.
So in the research, we discovered that there's two different types of complainers. The first type we call off-stage haters, and we call them off-stage haters because they complain in private, mostly phone and email. Those people are slightly older, slightly less technology savvy, slightly less active on social media. Those off-stage haters expect and anticipate a reply. So if you complain on the phone or via email, you expect a business to return your message or answer the phone eventually 90% of the time. Right, and that's just how business has evolved. Right? Mm-hmm. If you call somebody, you expect them to answer. If you email them, you expect them to answer eventually 90% of the time. Now, the other group has a little different set of expectations. They are called the on-stage haters, and I call them the on-stage haters because they complain in public. That's your crowd that complains on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Google reviews, discussion boards and forums, etc. Mm-hmm. Those people, slightly younger, slightly more technology savvy, etc. Although I will say that the demographic differences between the offstage and onstage are not significant. They're noticeable, but I don't want to oversell that. It's not like old people use the phone and young people use Facebook. It's not nearly that clean. It really isn't. But the people who complain on stage have a different expectation. They do not necessarily expect businesses to get back to them. In fact, it's only about half, about 50% of the people who complain in social media anticipate that businesses will return their message. Now, that's A, because most businesses don't, right? So they haven't been trained yet to expect it. And B, just a lot of businesses just choose at this point to not answer customers in social media, which is crazy for the reasons that we talked about. But this is why this is such a massive opportunity. Okay, so everybody listening to Mind Your Business, this is a massive opportunity. When you answer those onstage haters, when you answer the Facebook message, when you answer the tweet, when you answer the Instagram comment, when you answer the Yelp review and all that jazz, it blows people's minds and wins their hearts because they do not expect you to do it. They have not yet been trained to expect that businesses will interact with them in those environments. And so when you do that, you massively smash their expectations, and it can have a real big impact on customer loyalty and customer advocacy.
Now, let's talk about technologies. Are there any particular software or what have you, apps, technologies that companies can use to better respond to when complaints arise?
Good news, bad news is that there's a whole industry that has cropped up to support these issues. Depending on the size of the company, you might use something small like a Buffer, a company called Buffer. You might use a company called Hootsuite or Mention. There's many different software packages ranging from free to many thousands of dollars for big companies that will help you find, answer, and organize customer contact in social media and beyond. The one thing that's a little bit tricky right now, because it's still early days for some of this, is in many cases you have to have one piece of software to handle social media and a different piece of software to handle ratings and review sites. So if you're active in Yelp and places like that, sometimes you have to have a different package. But you know what? In some cases, if you just have somebody in your organization paying attention, like, look, Julie, every day, Julie, when you get in, the first thing you do is spend 10 minutes looking at the Facebook page, Twitter, and at Yelp, and anything that has been said, you answer them, right? You don't necessarily need software. You just need Julie.
Right. But someone that understands it's their responsibility and can't be asleep at the wheel and make sure to address address what's coming up. Now, you had mentioned earlier in the show, and it's a great point, that when someone responds in a public way, and what we call them, again, they're the onstage haters, correct?
Yeah.
The ones in the public way. Respond to them publicly, but then you recommend they take it offline as soon as possible?
Yeah, I mean, you want to respond publicly because, again, it's a spectator sport.
Right.
And so you want to get credit for responding.
Right.
And you want to especially answer any questions that the onlookers might also have.
Right. Got to show the world
example,
you care.
Talked about Delta, right? Everybody's got the same question, where's my flight?
Right.
And so if you can address something that a lot of other people want to know, you should do that. But when it gets into the nitty-gritty, like give me your account number and we're going to give you a refund, you should take that offline and ask that customer to communicate with you via private message or phone or email.
As we approach the close, just a couple of notes for the audience. I want to remind them there's going to be more information on this show coming up in the next few weeks about the upcoming C-Suite Network in New York. That's going to be on September 13th at the New York Times Center in Midtown Manhattan. They have a great lineup of speakers. That's the one that's run by Jeffrey Hazlett, Tom White, the great folks at C-Suite Network. That's where I heard Shep Hyken and so many other presenters. And many of the listeners know about some of those presenters. We had Sylvia DiGisto and Jeffrey Hazlett and many others. That's going to be coming up Tuesday, September 13th. You could find out more information by going to csuitenetwork.com. That's c-suitenetwork.com. That's number one. Next is that the listeners of the show are in for a treat. Our guest this evening, Jay Baer, is giving away three copies. Two we're giving away tonight. One we're saving for the Executive Business Collection at the end of the year, along with a pair of socks. I'm going to hold my copy here. I'm not wearing them, but It's the I Love Hater socks. It's a really cool pair. You wear them, you certainly will build your Instagram following and whatever platform you're on social media. By the way, anyone could follow me on Y Saftless. I'm on all the and I have the advantage of being, I think, the only Yitzhak Saftless in America. So any way you type it, you'll find me. And the big advantage is you get to know who our upcoming guests are, because usually the week before, it's we don't always know exactly. We have so many that are, you know, in the mix. And the actual one that land, we usually know by Tuesday, and we let the world know through social media. Again, follow me. Twitter is YSAFTLAS. Facebook, Yitzhak Saftless. It's all there. Well, I want to remind the listeners to stay tuned next here on 77 WABC for the John Batchelor Show. But before we come to the close, Jay, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on this edition of Mind Your Business. What final takeaway do you want to share for the listeners?
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thanks
to all the listeners as well. Just remember that customer service is not a necessary evil. It's an opportunity to grow your business. And one more note about the book. If you buy the book and for some reason you do not like the book, you just let me know. My email is right in the book, and I will give you a 100% money-back guarantee. I will gladly give you your money back if you don't like the book. So it's a no-risk offer.
I'm going to add, if you don't like the book, you're a Meshigana.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, this brings another edition to a close. I want to remind the listeners, every Sunday night on 77 WABC, we're here. Tune in again next Sunday evening at 11 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saftless. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saftless has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.